The findings of this updated review, they support the conclusion from previous reviews, our previous review in 2006, that treatment with antenatal corticosteroids reduces perinatal death, neonatal death, respiratory distress syndrome, and intraventricular hemorrhage in preterm infants. And this treatment doesn't seem to be associated with changes in rates of maternal death or maternal infection. And it appears to be safe, but we make the caveat that most of the studies that we've included in this review have been in middle to higher income settings, and it doesn't completely answer the question for low income settings at the moment. So it supports what the previous review concluded, and it supports it for all the subgroups that we have looked at, but some caution needs to be used in interpreting its use in the various subgroups because the numbers for the various subgroups, such as women with infection or women with hypertension, are overall small. Really what we've tried to do in this update is to try and focus clinicians' minds when they're reading it, to say that all the various other subgroups, it's much more difficult to derive conclusions from them.
What does this latest update tell us? What do we know that's new?
What it clarifies in a little bit more detail is the fact that some methodologies and the answer to some questions, such as the gestational age at first dose or the relationship between the interval from the first dose to delivery and outcome, are all things that really can only be determined by individual patient data analysis. And in our previous review, we made that clear, but we've kept those comparisons in because we know that clinicians are very interested in those comparisons.
So do we think that there's a need for further research in this area, or do you believe that this question is now answered?
There's little need for further trials of a single course in high-income countries and hospital settings. But the data are sparse in lower-income studies, and the data are also sparse in multiple pregnancies and other high-risk obstetric groups. But for some of those, you don't really need to do new research. If we can do individual patient data analysis, that sort of meta-analysis, we would be likely to answer some of those evidence gaps. I think the main areas for research now are the late preterm infants.
Can we just talk a little bit about the different settings in terms of, you know, the high-income countries compared to lower-middle-income countries?
It doesn't answer the question for low-resource settings where the rate of infection is much higher and perhaps the pathogens that are involved in sepsis might be different. It's that area that we've kind of brought out a little bit more in the discussion for this review. When you look at the neonatal intervention, the resuscitation, even things like the heat or the temperature in the rooms in which these babies are being resuscitated, I think that there are many, many multifactorial reasons for why we might not see the same effect for steroids in lower income settings. And that is an area that is going to need much more exploration in the future. But at the moment, we have no real explanation for why something that seems to work so effectively and across a number of decades in middle to high income settings doesn't seem to be having a similar sort of effect when it's looked at in these lower income settings. But WHO has sponsored a new trial looking precisely at an evaluation of the effects of steroids on women at high risk of preterm birth between 26 and 33 weeks gestation in level 2 hospitals in low income and middle income countries. And I think it will be very important for the future for us to look at the results of that data, and that will give us some more information as to why this may or may not be effective. I think we need much more robust trials to answer that particular question.
When we look back at the review over the years, in your opinion, what's been the impact of this intervention for perinatal medicine?
Well, the impact of this intervention has been groundbreaking, not to put too fine a point on it. I mean, it has changed clinical practice in that a single course of antenatal corticosteroids is now the default position, certainly in middle to high income settings. And over the decades, it has been shown to have a similar impact, regardless of the fact that we have newer and more innovative neonatal resuscitation measures. It's been a great pleasure to be involved in such an iconic review. It's given me a real opportunity to look at every single bit of data that's been written over the years in order to be a part of something that, you know, has contributed to saving so many babies' lives. it really has changed clinical practice and has reduced death for preterm babies over the decades.